This is Joe Francisco of Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us on another executive interview. We're here today with Bob Skinner, Group Vice President for Trimble Mobile Solutions. And we'll discuss some of the things that Trimble offers in this particular segment in the mobile and fleet market. Bob, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here, Joe.
First, let me start off a little bit. If you can give me a kind of a background overview. Trimble made an acquisition recently of At-Road. And if you can just give me some background information of where that acquisition is and how it'll be assimilated into Trimble.
Sure, Joe. We closed the deal about a month ago on February 16th. The management teams and technical teams have been meeting to try to determine exactly where there are common projects and common platforms that we can unify. Both companies, both Trimble Mobile Solutions and At-Road, view the world pretty much the same from the standpoint of mobile resource management and had a number of different activities underway. So we do believe there are some things that we're going to be able to really join together and be able to work together on.
What's Trimble's primary target in the mobile market? Is it mobile resource management, fleet management? You want to break out the two for me?
Sure. We see mobile resource management as really encompassing the worker and the vehicle as well. Today, certainly, we lead in the vehicle. We have over 200,000 vehicles with the combination of Trimble Mobile Solutions and At-Road. So that certainly is where the strength of the business is today. We also have 30,000 routes in what we call our field force management, primarily around direct store delivery. And we see the ability to really be able to cross-sell those applications as the future. And we also see the joint platform, the ability to have information from the vehicle and information from the handheld unified into one platform, utilizing only one communication channel, as being a big growth platform. And that is something that TMS has been working on for the last year.
So maybe just tell me a little bit more about that. Is that an integrated communications mechanism to feed into some supply chain information system?
Yeah, it could be a dispatch system for service. Let me give you an example. At this point, anybody out there that wants to have information, workflow information for service pushed out is using a handheld device that obviously has a cellular component to it. You capture the signature with that, you get the work order and so on. If you wanted to add the additional ability to be able to know where that vehicle is, to have a piece of hardware on the vehicle, to be able to get the diagnostics, to be able to understand exactly what routes have been completed, today you would have to have two different communication devices, two different platforms. We have built a prototype that actually has the vehicle hardware communicate through the handheld. So it begins to combine those two platforms using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, eliminates one of the cellular connections, so you only need one cellular connection, and allows you to gather the information and put it in multiple back-end systems, whether it's dispatch, ERP, or anything else.
So is the solution primarily aimed at the driver or the dispatch manager, or is it the combination of the two?
A combination of the two, primarily the dispatch manager, because in the service model, if you have a call come in and somebody needs an HVAC vehicle to come out and check the air conditioning or want an appliance person to come out, you would want to find the closest vehicle. So a dispatcher would want to be able to look on their screen and with this web application determine which vehicle was closest and then send that work order down through the handheld and be able to dispatch that vehicle immediately after its current call.
I'm familiar with a couple of routing and scheduling solutions out there. Click Software, for example, has a rather well-developed set of routines. You can put in time windows, you can put in the individual driver's expertise, so that you're only routing that driver to a particular call. Do you offer a similar type of solution?
That's really what we're taking the audit on what At-Road has today. We do have some functionality on that. We're doing sort of an equipment service module with Coca-Cola today, which essentially sends them out to repair fountains. And it has a particular equipment that is at that particular location. It also does have some expertise on the repair individual. So we're certainly headed in that direction. And with the combination of some solutions on the back end that At-Road has, we believe we'll be able to have a comprehensive solution from a dispatch system to the handheld software and, again, tied to the vehicle.
Yeah. Really, for a long time, I guess Trimble has had the reputation of being very good in the GPS market. This really is a solution sell for you. So, I'm not as familiar with this part of your business as perhaps I am the other one. How long has been Trimble Mobile Solutions been around, and about how many customers do you have?
Okay, the components of Trimble Mobile Solution came together through a few acquisitions. So on the vehicle side, one of the companies had been out there for about a half dozen years or so, and Trimble also had a component of that, and we merged those components about 3 years ago. And that group there has about 40,000 vehicles, a lot of it focused in the construction area. The handheld pieces came together over the last 18 months through two acquisitions, an acquisition called Mobile Tech and an acquisition called 11. And those two are the leaders in the handheld for what I would call tier one solutions. And we have customers that are just all moniker customers. Anybody would know Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Pepperidge Farm, and so on. So not a large number of customers on the handheld side, but they are large customers. I would say we have about 60 or so in total.
The other side of the market you seem to be addressing is in the industrial fleet market, the cement mixer, truck, those type of guys. What makes your solution unique to that market, for example?
A couple of things. We have some unique patents in the ready-mix area that allow us to do certain things of monitoring activities, the ability to understand which way the drum is rotating, which is important to know if it's being unloaded or whether it's traveling. The ability to really understand the slump factor or consistency of the cement within that drum. Those are things that are unique to what Trimble does. And as a result, we've got a lion's share of that market. There's only 70,000 vehicles in the domestic market. We have about a 60 to 70% share, and we get 90% of any new deals that come down the pike because we really lead anybody. And the growth opportunity there is international, and we have a partnership with Cemex, who is big in Latin America. And we also are heading into Europe. So the growth for that particular niche will be international from this point on.
So it's kind of interesting. You've kind of got the mix between the machine interface, to the back-end service solution. How does that fit into kind of the overall ROI that you offer to a customer? I mean, that seems like a unique competitive advantage to me. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we can really demonstrate, again, going back to the ready-mix example, of the ability to be able to turn a number of jobs to be able to direct a ready-mix truck. If something changes and you've ordered 30 trucks and you decide you only need 26, we know exactly what type of cement, there are like 3,000 different combinations, is in that vehicle, exactly how long it's going to be able to be maintained before it begins to solidify. And you go to the dispatch system to find a common customer who needs that grade of cement to move them along. So nobody can do that level of monitoring what's really going on in that vehicle. And just an overall ROI on the vehicle side, we have a very strong ROI tool that demonstrates from a standpoint of just maximizing routes to making sure unauthorized use is minimized, and that mileage is really the mileage you want driven on routes and not outside those routes. Is just a very powerful ROI for all of the fleet solutions that we have.
Can you give me an example of what you're getting in terms of an ROI or what your typical customer can turn in terms of either percentage or dollar value?
Yeah, in a straight vehicle ROI, we're seeing returns in a matter of 1 to 3 months, primarily based on the ability to add another route or two. So if you were to go through our ROI model, and we said from a standpoint of just being able to monitor the vehicles, and you were able to do one more service call per week, that generated $100. If you were able to limit just a few more miles per week, and if you were able to limit unauthorized use, and you really calculate that all out, you would see that this would pay for itself within a matter of 1 to 3 months. And this application costs approximately $400 to $500 plus $20 to $30 per month. So the ROI is very strong. And when we actually have the owners of these businesses fill out the ROI on their own, they're amazed. They actually put in numbers that are more aggressive than we are. We tend to be conservative. And when they see those numbers on an ROI, that is really a deal closer.
Most of the business that you have seem to be targeted at kind of the larger fleets. Is there anything in the small to medium businesses that you try to attract, or you're just after the larger enterprises?
No, actually, that's a very good question, because if you look at both TMS and At Road, we have traditionally gone after every size deal. At Road's organized specifically around three different marketplaces that they call enterprise, the middle market, and small business. We have done that by default as well with inside sales and outside sales. So currently both organizations have fleets anywhere from 20 vehicles up to thousands of vehicles. And right now you see more focus on the larger deals for a couple of reasons. First, they obviously bring you a lot more revenue, and second, people recognize those deals. But if you were to look at At Road's business today, it's about a third in the high end, a third in the middle, and a third in the lower end. And I would say our business is roughly the same.
How do you structure some of the deals with those companies? Is it by size of fleet, or is it something else that you would cost that out?
It's generally driven on size of fleet. So we have a pretty tight model on what the hardware costs us, what our margin needs to be, and of course you can be a bit flexible based on the commitment of size. The same thing true with the monthly, what we call ARPU, the monthly fee that's tied to both the cellular and the location software provided. So like in any sale, the larger the purchase, the more you can discount it because you can calculate what the margin is going to be over a period of years.
Do you see there any consolidation in the fleet market? Are large fleets, either on the long haul market, are these guys consolidating because of gasoline, gas price increases, or what do you see in the market happening in the future?
That's a very good question. What we really do see is a lot of the mid-size and regional haulers are really starting to consolidate quite a bit. And as they reach critical mass, you're going to see more penetration for these type of devices into those fleets, because right now, if two or three of them combine, the odds are one of them have it, and then they're going to want to extend that application to the other fleets.
You're trying to reach a market that isn't quite aware of this type of technology yet?
Well, I think two things are coming together. You really do see it increasing because of fuel, and that is the number one variable cost for these fleets and obviously impacts the bottom line. So that's number one. People are looking for ways to maintain some control over the mileage and the use of those vehicles. The second is just the technology. I think a lot of it has to do with what you're seeing on the consumer side. More and more people are getting GPS systems in their cars, and a lot of smaller fleet owners now recognize, geez, I really want to have that type of visibility with my vehicle. So you sort of have two things that are creating a tipping point, and most of the companies that we're aware of are seeing strong volume. I'll give you an example now that At-Road is part of Trimble. They had originally projected 63,000 new units for 2006, and they actually came in around 70,000. So they beat that plan. They adjusted that mid-year because they saw that volume growing. I'm also aware of other companies that have had some pretty strong years and beat their initial projections.
You mentioned how the consumers are affecting perhaps the enterprise market. I'm wondering now, with all the interest in mapping technology and GPS, whether that's kind of bringing the light bulb moment on for CEOs and in the fleet market to say, hey, maybe we ought to look at this as a broader solution.
Yeah, I think the technology has been out there for quite some time. Everybody has seen what the value of it is, but I think more and more people now are recognizing a combination of things. The price points have dropped, the applications have gotten better, and people are more familiar with what the technology can do.
Well, great, Bob. Thanks very much for your time. We appreciate you joining us, and it's been a great conversation. It's really helped to enlighten me about what's going on in the fleet market.
Okay, I've enjoyed it, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today for another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend. Join us online at www.directionsmedia.net.